Hey, what's up, It's your man Sam, host of Just Talk With Sam podcast. We got a great one for you guys today. Great comedian, Mr. Dorian Black is on the podcast. You know him as one of the cornerstones of the 313 Live podcast, as well as stand-up. Maybe you've seen him various different places. He's been on Comic View. He's just a beacon of knowledge and a beacon. I mean, it was cool to just to sit down and, you know, just talk with him for a second and see where his head at and his journey and how he got here. So we get into that a lot on this podcast. But before we get into all things Dorian Black, I gotta say, gotta go to SamShowNation.com. I'm going to SamShowNation.com. It is the number one place for all things related to Just Talk With Sam podcast. By doing that, right there on the homepage and current promotions page, there's a donate button that you can hit. That donate button and give whatever makes you feel like a good person. Every penny of that we drop and we put right back into this podcast to make it a bigger, better, greater podcast. So please go ahead and do so. Give whatever makes you feel like a good person. The next way to show your love for the podcast, is always go to SamShowNation.com, get the store button, and right there at the store button, hitting that store link, you can get everything that you would need, to show your love for the podcast, where you want to walk around and show your love, whether it be t-shirts, hats, stickers, whatever. If you want to show off your love for the podcast, we got you right there at the SamShowNation.com. Hit the store and just go ahead and shop, and whatever makes you feel like a good person, as you go off and share your love of the Just Talk With Sam podcast. And speaking of the podcast, the podcast can be heard right there at SamShowNation.com by hitting the podcast link. But however you listen to your podcast, we still got you, whether that be Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn, iTunes, good old RSS are right there on the page. We got you wherever podcasts are there. It is the best way to talk about this podcast is to just tell a friend. So please go visit the podcast right there at SamShowNation.com. We have a few sponsors for you guys today. Before we get in here, we got to pay some bills. The first sponsor comes from the good folks at Reebok. Yes, go to Reebok via SamShowNation.com with my guy Conor McGregor right there partnering with the UFC. But Reebok wants you to know that there's a good sale running right now where people can buy their CrossFit footwear and get 30% off any apparel. You don't want to miss out on this opportunity to purchase your favorite CrossFit shoes, match with this kind of CrossFit apparel. Hey, classics, gear, and much, much more. You want to hurry up because this sale ends February 27th with all styles, quantity, and sizes are limited. So don't delay. Go ahead and go to SamShowNation.com right there on the checkout page. Hit that link on the current promotions page, as I say. Hit the Reebok link with Conor McGregor. Go ahead, shop for whatever CrossFit footwear, any apparel you have, and save 30% off. Put in the promo code CFAPP30 at checkout. The next sponsor comes from the good folks at Walmart. The Walmart wants you to know the Daily Savings Center is open. The best way you can do it is go to SamShowNation.com, click that Walmart link to the Daily Savings Center, and you can get the hottest offers today on anything that you would need, whether it be electronics, whether it be housewares, whether it be books, clothing, jewelry, sports and outdoors. They got you covered right there with SamShowNation.com. And then on top of that, they're introducing free two-day shipping. Some exclusions do apply. And free Walmart grocery pickup. You can shop right at your phone, laptop. However, you go to Walmart via SamShowNation.com, you can pick it up right there in the store. And they offer free, yes, in-store pickup as soon as that day. So please go to SamShowNation.com and click on their Daily Savings Center and get the hottest offers for your home today. And lastly, and certainly not leastly, the granddaddy of them all, Amazon.com. Amazon wants you to shop, connect, and enjoy, and you can get everything that you would need from Amazon.com, whether it be the Echo Dot, maybe you need some Prime. They're giving Prime students 50% off Prime you can go and get Prime. You can listen to, or if you're new to Prime and you want to try it out, Prime Video as well as Amazon Prime, they're giving out free 30-day free trials. See if you like it. Maybe you like it. Maybe you want to get some videos. It's all right there. So please go to SamShowNation.com right there on the homepage and current promotions page. Click that Amazon banner and shop as you normally would. So I'm not going to keep my man right here waiting. What we're going to do, we're going to reset these mics, and I'll be right back with super comedian Mr. Dorian Black. I will be back in about 90 seconds. This is Just Talk With Sam Podcast, y'all. Just Talk With Sam Podcast. Just put your name on it. If you don't talk about it, be about it.
I don't know this till like right now. Seriously.
Subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, y'all.
But it's obvious, if the audience listening, we never write this out.
But yeah, man. Like, thank you for coming over to the podcast. Look, man, Dorian Black. I gotta just straight up say your name for those who didn't hear the introduction when I was peddling my wares, talking about Walmart, Amazon, and the rest. My man Dorian Black finally has come to the Just Talk With Sale podcast.
Good to be here.
Good to be here, man. Hey, before we get started, man, everywhere they can find you, your Twitter, your social media info, go ahead, my man.
All right, just go to Dorian Black, D-O-R-I-A-N Black, at Facebook. I got plenty of room for friends, believe it or not. And go to Twitter, Dorian Black, 19. Yeah. And that's about the best way you can find
okay.
me.
Okay. And we'll make sure we put that on the Facebook page when this go up, where people can, you know, because the reason we do that up front is because, you know, they're tweeting and texting and Googling you right now as this
that's
goes
awesome.
On. Like,
awesome.
How's this going? So that's just what it is. But when it come down to it, man, I'm glad you, the last piece of the 313 podcast puzzle has finally been on my show. We sound, we talk, we can spoil you with our flavored waters that no one
appreciate
you about.
Nobody told me. No.
And I get it, man. You guys are a good team, world old machine over there. But at the end of the day, man, my man Doe Black, he want to talk about me. Want to talk about I. Want to talk about number one. Oh, God, me, my. You want to talk about yourself. So this is your hour, man. Like, we have met at least 5 times before 313 podcast, before my own podcast, just running around the city, seeing you doing your thing on stage. I'm doing my thing, probably like the guy who's running a sound machine or some guy like waiting in the back for an interview. We've met in several green rooms, and then turn like, oh, he's a cool dude.
Matas, was you there?
Matas?
Yeah.
Was that Hirsch?
Yeah.
Well, Hirsch, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was before 313.
That was 313, and I remember the one in Southfield. I'm trying to remember the Comedy Zone. It used to be over there by the movie theater off Tail 12.
It was a theater we were playing there. We was playing at the theater.
It was the movie theater. It was the Tubby's, but in that same plaza. Now, keep in mind, it was a nightclub, and they for a short while, I think it was like the Comedy Zone.
Oh, man, there's so many.
There's so many times.
So many spots that pop up and leave and stick around. But that area, I would just recall a movie theater.
Yeah, but as we was getting into it, man, like, we go Tarantino style on this podcast. That's we don't tell up. The story in order. I actually went back and researched. This was, like, our second or third meeting. I think you did your spot at BET's Comic View. Okay, and then it turned into, I knew I saw that guy. So... And then from there, I kind of, like, kept a track of, like, yeah, it's Dorian Black, it's Dorian Black. Which the good Lord would tell me, oh, you're going to meet him, like, three more times. And then here we are. And but I got to ask, as a comedian in Detroit, we love having you guys here. What made you want to get started in comedy? Okay. I mean, you was a funny kid. What happened, man? I didn't talk enough. Go ahead.
Okay, well, it's probably a similar story you heard from a lot of guys, but... So, I never had no intentions on doing comedy. I was just born that way.
Okay.
Like, you know, growing up, my mother taught me and my father taught me how to read early, you know, to prepare you for school and everything. So, anyway, make a long story short, everybody would laugh.
Oh, you got time. You can tell the whole story.
Everybody would laugh at the points that I would try to make.
Got it.
And to the point, sometimes it would make me so angry, you know, and... So as time went on, I got to like to the fourth grade and mother and parents coming up there and because of the, you know, my behavior in school. And the teacher, and I was in the spelling bee at that time, and the teacher said, well, this guy, your son, he just wants to be a little comedian. He wants to be a little Richard Pryor. And I knew a Richard Pryor because my mother had a Jet magazine.
Oh, everybody knew. Yeah.
I knew who Richard Pryor was, but I didn't know what a comedian was. So that's the first time I heard of it. And went on with my life, and middle school came, and same situation. People always laugh, and they was, oh, you making those people laugh. I was, how am I making them laugh? But they sent me to the counselor. And the counselor was probably like 2 weeks before graduation, and he said, you know what, I'm not even going to call your parents anymore. I'm going to just give you the run.
If okay.
You get it, you're not even, I'm not even, you just come and just chill out. It's all I want you to
guess
do.
Guess he figured, fuck it, you're going to be here anyway. So.
Yeah, so he just said, look, do my talent show.
And okay.
I did his talent show. He was like, I was like, what I'm going to do? He was like, you got to do some jokes. And I didn't know any jokes. So I went to the funniest person in my house was my grandmother. And my grandmother is so funny, man. She knew so many great jokes. And she could impersonate a person. But it wasn't nothing like my grandmother. She's 80 when she 84 or something when she died. And when she was coming up, you didn't pay kids any attention. But it was,
okay.
It was funny because she'd hear your voice. And she'd be trying to tell the story or keep a secret. And but when she's telling the story, she's using your voice.
Oh, okay.
I'm
so with you.
Funny.
I'm with you.
Yeah. So anyway, I went and got some jokes from her. And that was a talent show, man. I did that. And next time I did comedy, it was I snuck away. I was like any kid in Detroit on the east side. I had at this time I had kids and everything. I was about 25. The plant started closing. I used to gamble a lot. Nobody wanted to play anymore. And guy was gambling. Guy was like, man, you can go.
What was your game? I got to ask. You ain't go. I ain't going to let you slide.
Crap.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Okay, you said it way vague, like gambling.
Yeah, my bad.
Yeah, no, that's
shooting
cool,
craps.
Man.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Shooting craps, tongue, poker, blackjack, all home games, you know, stuff like that.
You was good at holding them?
I was good.
That's what I'm saying. Good. Texas Hold'em. That was my game.
I was all right.
Then I was asked never to play it ever again.
Yeah. But, yeah, and that's pretty much so. Then I said, look, the guy said, man, you, because the guy's laughing as we shooting dice at what things I'm saying. They're like, man, you know, you can go to the clubs, the bars and stuff and make about $50 a night.
Right.
I did the math. I'm like, okay, go on. I'm going to do it. And, hey, man, by the grace of God, Comic View was coming through, and that was before the internet, and they sent out word through the comedy
right,
circuit,
right.
Like, hey, they're going to audition, so I said, I ain't got nothing to lose. It was like only 6 months in there. I didn't even told any of my friends or nobody I was even doing it.
Okay.
So when Common View came, they give us tickets. I give it to my friends, all the neighborhood. They came out. They never. So it was like, wow. They give it up. So,
you they got, man.
Yeah. So, you know, it was wild. And, hey, man, next thing you know, they give me a call back. They say, hey, come down here, do the show.
Yeah.
I was like, that's it.
And that's pretty good, man. You just kind of tripped your way into this.
Hey, man, I happened to be around those funny guys, man. And I think Common View, because I kept good company.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hanging out with you, you good company.
Okay.
I mean, good company. You know
okay.
what I mean? You have pop stars and stuff. You and
man,
you,
this ain't you know about me.
Saying?
We talking about
but
you guys.
I'm just saying, though, you know, you got to look at where you at and where you come from, though. You know what I mean? So I look at it like that. And I think that they seen me hanging around those guys. They didn't know. They thought I was a veteran. They thought
oh.
I was seasoned. And they took a chance.
Okay.
And when they found out.
But like, hey, they took a chance.
They took a chance.
But that's that thing. That's that fight or flight.
Yeah.
So like, you were already in the spot. You like you said, you 6 months into it, and
yeah.
then you like, oh shit.
So
I'm here now.
I'm here. So I go there. It's so real, right? And,
yeah.
And it's five shows they taping. It's five comics for a show, and they got a green room. And they got some comics back there, and they jonesing guys. Because you could see a comic not doing good in the green room.
Right.
And you'll have a comic and say, hey, be quiet, man. Come on. And he come in and they'll act like he had a great show. Hey, we liked your show.
Okay.
Right? It was terrible.
And okay. Guys, hey, be real, yeah.
It
okay.
was terrible. I was like, oh, man, these guys are horrible. And they had drinks. You could drink all you want. And, you know, guys were getting so – I'm not a drinker, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So guys were getting so nervous, man. They were drinking. Get on the show, and this was my first tape, and I was with Ricky Smiley. And I only knew him from Common View.
Right.
So I never even heard him cuss until I seen somebody come on his stage drunk. He said, get that Eminem off my stage.
Oh, man.
It was funny to me, you know. So he kicked him off the stage, and he had this intro, like, because, you know, Ricky Smiley into his church. So
okay.
at this time, he was having all the comics say what church they went to. You know what I mean? So I thought it'd be funny if I would say the Latter-day Saints. I went to the Latter-day Saints, you know. So he was unexpected.
Yeah.
He reading it off the cue, and he said, coming from Detroit, the Latter-day Saints. And he laughed, and when he laughed, that was enough. And it worked because I wanted him to break a little ice
yeah,
for me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I didn't have nothing.
Did anyone tell you about the Latter-day Saints?
Huh?
Yeah, I was like, did he say something? Did he?
He's reading it.
Yeah, I get it. He ain't got enough time to.
No, to react to nothing, but he laughed. And
gotcha.
And he said, coming from Detroit. And he brings me up, man. And it was cool. I was back there, and I was, what am I going to do? I say a little prayer. I do some push-ups. I go out there, you know, because I watch the guys
you're
on
nervous.
TV. And I see them always do something, you know, the Richard Pryor's, the Eddie Murphy's, all those guys, they always do something before they go up.
Right.
So I'm very nervous. I didn't know about, like, how you got this great lemon splash water here.
Oh, yeah, you go to Myers, man. Yeah, you just go to Myers. It's like we walk past it all the time.
Yeah.
It's right there.
So I didn't know about water. And none of that, man. I got dry.
Yeah.
I was nervous. I was getting dry up there. You
yeah.
know? But I had a punch, and I said, if I can get to this punch, I could win them over.
Gotcha.
And the punch was, y'all might not know this by looking at me, but I'm high. You
yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
So once I said that, I said, oh, they'll get to know me because everybody can relate to a weed smoker. And it worked out, man. And the material is pretty, it lasts a while. People
yeah.
still ask about it, so
I'm one of those guys. But now, like I said, Tarantino mode. Now we're going to fast forward a couple years.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're here now. You're kind of like a mentor to a lot of the up-and-coming guys in the Detroit scene. And just hanging with you, well, inadvertently and on purpose,
mm-hmm.
I'm seeing you, when you don't know, you kind of like taking these guys aside. Hey, man, you know, straighten up. Here go a quick tag, or here go a quick, hey, maybe you want to tighten this up. Not in the like a know-it-all type of way, but in a way like you see somebody coming up, you want to throw that ball back to them like somebody did for you, you know?
Right, because that's what's up. You know, because the way I look at it is, see, I got a break.
Mm-hmm.
I was only 6 months. And when I was coming up, these guys, we always wrote together and we always pushed one another. So that's just the mind state that I have. So when I got that break for Common View, it changed up everything because now I never had to go through the back door.
Mm-hmm.
All I had to do was put that credit card out there and say, look, Common View.
Yeah.
And they would let me in. So I was always got the shine. So when
right.
I talked to I never got that like since it was 6 months and I never got the context to grind that I see the comments get the it was so early, I believe.
Right.
And when I look at comments coming up, I just always share with them like, yeah, you got to keep on.
Because you got the yeah. trial by fire. They just threw you right into it.
Yeah, and it's a circuit.
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean. So we're gonna always end up working together in some type.
That's
of
right.
way. So you want to just.
And that was one of my major criticisms. Like, it's competitive, but it doesn't have to be, because you roll it with the same guy. So, case in point,
mm-hmm.
if. Me and you in town at the same time.
Uh-huh.
We rolled together. We didn't came up together.
Uh-huh.
Tweet my dates. Or you tweet mine. Uh-huh. I mean, like, it's enough. We're not in the same place at the same time. So it really won't hurt you.
Right.
You just, hey, all right. But I never understood the, well, I take that back. I do understand the competitiveness,
uh-huh.
but I feel it's unnecessary.
Uh-huh.
I understand it of why it's here. One thing I love talking about with comedians, I gotta do this to you, man.
Uh-huh.
Hell gigs. Everybody got a story, whether it be here on the road, just where shit did not go right. And for myself, I was a stand up for all of 5 weeks.
That's what's up. That's what's
and
up.
And I respect you guys, but I was like, my thing is not here. My thing is somewhere else. I understand the world of funny, but my thing is a stand-up. So then as I went on, I saw like cats like Jon Stewart and The Daily Show. And I'm like, oh, that's my world. Guys like Opie and Anthony, guys like Howard Stern. I'm like, I could be smart and funny? Because there was a time where this is right at the internet, boom. There was a time where it was just like you almost had to pick. You had to be, and quite honestly, on my own shit, I didn't find my voice, nor did I give myself a chance to find my own voice. But I stumbled into this, obviously, and I stumbled into everything else. But where it came into, it was like, yeah, I could get up there and I could tell jokes, but I don't, like, I'm more of a guy, and I tried to be the tough guy or the mean guy or the crowd work guy. And then, like, one lady threw a chicken bone at me. And I'm like,
right.
I see the route I'm going, and there's going to be a lot of chicken bones being thrown at me. So let's figure out what we're really good at.
Okay.
So that's why I wanted to ask you. I'm like, that is not one of my hell gigs. I have told this story a while ago on the podcast. I'll tell again. All right, look. One of the things, I was so nervous, right? Uh-huh. And I wanted to be good, so I never went by my own name. I never said Sam McClain. I always went by, this is before as prevalent as the internet was, I always went by a comic book superhero name.
Uh-huh.
Whatever their alias is.
Right.
So, like, I would pick, like, obscure people like Hawkeye. Yeah, I'm Clint Barton, man. Or, back before the movies came out.
Right.
Oh, I'm Anthony Stark. And I would be caught. So in my mama's house somewhere, there's a check written out for like $8 to Tony Stark.
Nice.
So like, and I would just keep going. And then when I run out of names, I'll just start the process anew. And I would just keep naming the superheroes alter egos for mm-hmm. 5 weeks because I was just like, you know what? I just want to do this. My whatever that drive or passion is, it was like, dude, I just kind of want to make people laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever that laughter is, but this is not my lane.
Right.
Stand up, don't get me wrong. Every comic you know probably got a type five. I got a type five of old, outdated jokes.
Oh, man.
You know what I mean?
Oh, man. It's all good, though.
That's what I'm getting at.
Though. It's all good, though.
But it worked out. See?
Right.
And that's why I went to you. I was like, what is your hell gig? Because I got an $8 check I can't cash because I'm not Tony Stark. I'm like, what's yours?
It goes into everything that you just said, though. Like, my hell gig was the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
All right, like I said, I'm not... I'm a comedian. Like, people laugh.
Right.
I don't work hard for it. Do it. They just be laughing. Right?
Right, right, right.
So, okay, cool. All right. So, my hell gigs was the beginning because mm-hmm. I'm trying to make some money doing this thing. So, I'm going up there and I'm being who I saw on television. I'm trying to be like the Def Jam comics I saw.
Right, right.
The BET comics I saw. The Eddie Murphy. Whoever I saw doing comedy, I was trying to deliver my jokes and say them jokes just like that.
Right.
I was horrible. They had keys. They shook them. They booed me.
Oh.
It was horrible, right? Three nights. I didn't give up, right? Because I just was messed up because people was laughing. At this point, I'm trying to figure out now why they wasn't laughing. So now I go back. Second time, same situation. Third time I go back, the guy, they got you signed up for the list.
Yeah, like an open mic, like, yeah.
So open mic night, exactly, that's uh-huh. what it is. It was at the Coco's House of Comedy, in fact.
Off McDougal.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
I was not brave enough to play that role.
Yeah, well, you know, rest of Big Daddy Fist and Coco and those guys. But see, I was hanging with the heavy hitter, so I didn't know no better.
Okay.
That I didn't even supposed to be there. But that third time, that guy told me, he said, man, don't come here. Right?
Yeah.
He said, you horrible. He said, we trying to make some money here. We trying to do something. And he had all this gold and stuff on. Mm-hmm. And I felt, man, I sat down and I'm about to go up. I felt horrible, right?
You do.
I felt dissed because I was shocked that they even talked to people like that.
Because here's the thing. And the reason they talk, because some people are just dicks. Just be a dick. Other people will talk to you like that because they think they're going to have their Vince Lombardi moment. They're going to light a fire under you and you're going to
exactly
get out
what
there.
He did, though.
Yeah.
That's exactly what he did.
Sometimes they don't know they're doing it, though.
But, yeah. But it worked.
Yeah.
Because then it had me sat down in there and I started saying, look, I felt dissed. I was from the east side. I was young. I felt like this guy just punked me out. And I couldn't fight him or nothing. So I said, you know what? This is going to be my last night here. I'm going to just go. I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm going to be me. And I said what I had to say.
Yeah.
And it was like one of those moments. The crowd took me off, man.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing you know, I was off and running.
Now, you said it.
So I always tell anybody, like comedy, I believe it's a natural thing. Everybody makes somebody laugh at one point. But the more that you can be yourself, mm-hmm. the better off you'll be.
But
in every, like you say, competitions.
That's right.
Like people will say, well, I don't do competitions because, like you said, I believe everybody got their crowd.
Right.
The name of the game to me is called Make Me Laugh. So if
Thank
you make somebody laugh and I make somebody laugh, then both of us did our job.
Right.
So if a guy laugh and I don't know if this guy's supposed to piss on himself when he laughs. I don't know his degree of laughter.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If I don't know if every show supposed to be. And some people I know, they come for Sam.
Oh.
That's Sam people.
Right, right, right.
I'm getting introduced. Or those Dorian people, they get introduced.
Exactly.
So it's not a competition thing, but at the same, like I say, me and comics, we will write together. We were all the time.
But that's where I went back. I was like, you teaching these cats because you may, and I don't want to speak out of school. If I'm full of shit at any time, tell me.
You want to make a...
You have a joke or you have a tag or you have something. You're just like, man, that don't fit me. But it fit you. Hey, how about you yada yada split? Yeah.
I am a guy that goes up there and I listen, say, I don't like to listen to a lot of comics because... For me, I don't know if other guys do this, but I always can hear jokes that comics threw away or they gave up on. Like, even if it's funny, I could say, oh, this is some more material that I can use for something else.
Okay.
So I'm always writing your joke. If I hear you say something funny, I'm like, oh, funny, man, he could have said this. I always been like that.
Got it.
That's where most of my material come from, other comics.
Whereas,
you know what I'm saying? where they done left something off, and I done seen
it.
Yeah, and
you can spin it in your way.
Yeah, I spin it in my way. It's like I can see they trash basket where they threw that part off, or where they just said, look, I run out of time here. I can't use this.
But that goes back to the process of what we were talking about, what works for you.
Right, and when you being yourself, and what works for you going to work. Right.
Yeah.
But if you know, just like that. But when you see something, and you can always pick up where somebody left off and put it your own way. But your best comedy is when you can put some of your reality into it, some of your real life. I found out it gives people an edge. It gives them more.
It's like you listen. I know you listen to my show now because you know when we had it. Yeah. One of the major topics of the show that we love talking about is duality. Mm-hmm. Like, especially when you are something that you're a comic. You are a comic when you're on stage.
Right.
When you get off stage, whatever that aura, whatever that still energy is still with you,
mm-hmm.
but you are no longer Dorian Black. The comic, you just Dorian Black, regular dude walking down the street.
Well, you know.
Do they cross? Do they cross, or is it like an on and off switch?
Well, I had to accept this one thing. God hasn't given me the gift to see myself as others see me.
Mm.
So when doing relationships, I will always try to use my defense as, hey, I'm a comic. Or I was just playing, or a caster, or whatever the situation would be. But she don't view me, or they don't view me as what I'm telling them. So I just accept that these parts that I play are they. I am who I is. I am that person.
Right.
That's who they see. That's who they believe. Just it's the way I move. You know what I mean?
Which is true.
And that's the way I got to accept, because I can sit up here and end up trying to prove to you who I'm not, or when I got my on button and off button, and that's going to bring up my stress level when I make.
And it shouldn't.
It's not. So if you see me as what you see me as,
right,
so be it. But if you accept me and we cool and we can kick it, it's no problem.
But that's where I go here. Like, you've seen me off and off, on mic and off mic.
Mm-hmm.
There's like a hair's worth of difference.
Right.
There is like, oh my God, yeah, it's super high energy, and I get hype, or I'm like, my anger is like even more anger. When I am on this mic, it's me just a little bit up. This is me at a 10. Mm-hmm. Off mic, I shut this shit off, and I'm back to about 5. I still feel that way, but that outlet, I'm like, I'm more cognizant for you. Because you're like, man, this guy's a fucking lunatic. Because you're like, he's yelling, but he shouldn't yell. Or he should. Because I'm already having this argument before you brought this to me. So, like, when you come to me with this, you're getting an argument, and I'm just using the term argument, or happiness, or whatever emotion you want to give. You're get that. This has been going on in my head all day. So you're walking right into this shit. So full barrel. Like, if I love something, like if I really, obviously you've seen it. You're in my house right now. You know I really fucking like comics. You know I really like pop culture. Hell, I named my son Charles Xavier. I mean, that's a fucking clue if you ain't getting it. Like, this guy really likes fucking comic books.
Yeah, I know.
So like, when you walk in and you bring up some shit, it's gonna be like, oh man, you gotta see this, and this. You're like, all right, motherfucker, calm down. Or if I'm angry about something, like, oh, I love LeBron James. Like, I'm gotta be a top 10 LeBron hater. So I'm just gonna sit here and preach to you. Hey man, I hope you got some time for your schedule, because this motherfucker's a piece of shit, man. Let me tell you why LeBron James suck.
God.
But that's what I'm getting at. So when you're on stage, and I'm only at any given time, if I'm full of shit, tell me.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you turn it up to 10. You can be the maximum amount of dope black. You could be, because you're uninhibited. You're in your zone. You're in your outlet. But then when you walk off, I'm like, oh yeah, these other motherfuckers. Like that is.
It's like.
It's a duality. It's Jekyll and Hyde type deal.
Well, it's pretty much for me. I try to get at people what the people want.
Mm-hmm.
the people that see me, if you know me from that, like, I try to just, like I said in the beginning, in my hell gig, this is when I was trying to be something I wasn't, when I was trying to be somebody I wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
But the more that I embrace who I am as a person, the easier it is to be Dorian Black and Dorian Black and Doe Black. Whoever people see, it's easier for me to. It's not like if I was dressing up like a clown.
Yeah, you gotta take the makeup off.
But when you being you, it's easier. And but people were already perceptive of me and like saying that they laugh at things that are my points of view, which is for that show BET's Comics point of
now,
view.
Now, keep in mind, this is only one opposite, you know.
Yeah, so
right.
People are already laughing at my viewpoints.
Right.
I always knew how to read and write. The rest becomes easy for a guy like me.
Mm-hmm.
So I always say to a person, be yourself. When you write, a lot of people don't like to write. I say, don't write like you writing for a teacher or somebody. You don't have to turn it in. You're writing for yourself.
So it's your hand, and you can make mistakes, and it's right. Yeah.
Right, but be yourself.
But, like, I'm looking at the notepad right here. Blank one. That doesn't mean nothing. But this is what you're getting at. Like, off mic, if you want to air it, I'll cut this part out if you feel uncomfortable.
No.
But how you said it, you just like, I write all the time. Because my defense went up a little bit. Like, oh, shit, am I finna get quizzed? Somebody quiz me. But
no.
I get it now. Because your craft is writing. You have to see shit. You like, when you see stuff, it probably would be best for you to write that down because you may see something else, and time after time, you may forget that thing. Oh, remember that thing I was talking about? Oh, damn, what was it? I only imagine you've had nights like that.
It's like now that I'm in, I always been a writer.
Got it.
Okay, I was in elementary school. I got an award there from the Young Writers thing. It was beautiful. I wrote something about, it's wintertime. I'm looking out the window.
Got it.
It's in the 80s. Okay, I write a poem about snow. They think it's about cocaine. They give me a war.
Oh, well, there you go, man. I mean, like.
It was great, you know.
Hey, but, what snow you talking about? Well,
yeah.
Still got an A.
It's great, man.
Where you get your snow from? You know Rico? I know Rico. But, yeah, that's what I'm getting at. Remember how we talk about perceptions.
Right.
It's good that you're comfortable in your own skin, that you are not really worried about these perceptions, because in that event, and only that event, since you just said it, had you corrected someone, they probably would have took that fucking award away from you.
They didn't understand anyway. I didn't understand it. I learned out later that's what they were talking. I was only in elementary school. They didn't discuss it, but I understand.
Yeah, like, but you're going to have that all the time. Like, you can't move in the perception of someone
with somebody.
Yeah.
Right, this is what they think. Okay,
I need
time.
To do this.
You
because
see how people spaz out on the Instagram Facebook?
Like, all right. That's your thing. I know we talked about this.
All right.
In 313. Like, you can't really sit back and monitor your own life. You're getting these little snapshots of people in their best moments.
Right.
Like, right. All right. You ever seen, and we just going off the dome. All right. You've been around females before.
Mm-hmm.
How many times have they take a selfie and use that first one? Never. It's always like 45 of them motherfuckers, dog. And it always like, this is the best one. I like this light. Well, she didn't take that picture that time. This picture was just, well, I was doing that. I blinked. I did this. Like, they go through it. And now, me on the other end, I'm looking at this picture like this well manicured time and time after again picture, and now I'm comparing my life to something that, and I'm using air quotes, that's supposed to be candid. No, what this thing was super, super practiced.
Right.
Like, no, you can't do that. And I'm glad that more people like yourself are just plain comfortable in your own skin where you can do that, and hopefully, I'm thinking.
I'm not as comfortable in my skin. I just accept the perception
really
that people give me, and I move on. Like, I'm not, I could say, like, I got problems, man, big problems that I'm dealing with.
Okay.
Okay, but.
Like, whatever you feel comfortable talking
but
about.
That's not important. Mm-hmm. Because life is like math. You know, math got problems.
Got it.
Okay. But for every problem, there's a solution. Mm-hmm. So for every problem that I have, there's a solution for it. You have to just work for the solution sometimes. It just don't come overnight. So, like, writing in this internet world and stuff like this, I go on the computer, I say something, and people like it. I do this videos, people like it. Mm-hmm. So I just, and I keep writing stuff like when we talking, because in a conversation, people laugh. I say, wow, them perceptions of what I said, people thought was funny what I said at the grocery store. And later on that night, or at a comedy show, or at a podcast,
got it.
That part of my life come up, and it's funny again. Mm-hmm. So I'll
all right.
Let's keep it going.
Fuck it. I got to do it. This is my Oprah moment. Mm-hmm. This is my Oprah moment. You said, you know, earlier that you're not as comfortable as you'd like to be. What would you change? That is my Oprah question. I'm walking off home run. Look at this. Wait. Look at that. He got deep. Look at him get deep. But seriously, what would you change?
I would do a lot of things that I did now early in life. I would pursue a lot of dreams earlier. Mm-hmm. I took a lot of stuff more serious. That's all.
Okay. Like I'm not trying to grill you. Like,
no,
what
great.
Would you do different? Well, it was one time. I shot a guy.
I think about it all the time, bro.
I think about it all the time. It keeps me woke
best
at night.
Best thing I can come up with.
Look, if you could do something differently, I don't think
the
you
positive would. Things I would have just did earlier.
Yeah.
The negative I would have.
Well. It's a good thing that you...
I'm still here.
Yeah.
God is good.
It's a good thing that you went through those negative things.
Maybe
in some way, because now I know the other side. Now mm-hmm. I know, like, it made me stronger. And I'm only speaking... You could be weak as a kitten. I don't know. But,
right,
like,
but I'm standing
if
tall.
You stand, if you're still here.
People that believe in what I'm doing and the comedy I'm doing and the podcast, I'm standing tall for them.
Yeah.
So... Maybe inside I might be balled up, but they'll never know it. Like they say, don't never let them see you.
Don't let them see you sweat.
Don't let them see you sweat.
Oh, bullshit. I break
y'all.
That rule. Like, that's the thing. I try to be so comfortable with myself. So if I'm sweating.
Who cares, man?
I'll be the first one to tell you.
They don't like it. So
I'll be the first one to tell you. Like, hey, you nervous? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I am.
Oh, I'm always nervous. You know?
Like, I got, like. I like how you just said, like, even as a kid, you see how we go back and forth.
It's great. I love it.
Tarantino style.
Yeah,
like,
great, bro.
Yours was like a showman. You had that whatever, that gene in you.
Right.
My funny came from, and I'm pretty sure you know people like this, I was a defense mechanism.
Right, as well as I.
Because you got, like, myself... the poster boy for a stigmatism, little skinny kid, 4 foot
skin.
Nothing, dark
yeah,
skin.
Yeah, we can name it, Lord. You got glass, not
yeah.
glass.
Yeah, it's real talk. Yeah. It's real talk, though.
Right.
But like,
I already know, right?
It was just either,
like
oh,
my brother,
man. I don't have to, I am going to have to fight someone.
Yeah.
So it was just like.
Automatically.
But there's this loophole. If I could kick out 5 or 6 quick jokes. I can hurt this person in the inside. I was like, oh, shit, really?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you start roasting jokes. Just like, you get yeah. with everybody, just start roasting people, and you start hitting them. It was like, and then that's when you learn, like, hey, man, all your jokes don't have to hurt a motherfucking feelings.
Right, right.
And then I didn't learn that lesson until, like, high school.
Right.
Because I was cold with them roast jokes.
Right.
I was cold with mine. And then it just turned into like, hey, dog, maybe you want to do some more crowd-friendly shit.
Yeah.
Man, like, that's a good tool to have.
Yeah.
But you ain't got to fight no more. You can make other people laugh.
Same here. Same situation.
Really? Same thing? Like defense?
Yep. I got it. I used to get into lots of fights mm-hmm. when I was younger. Lots of fights. They fight me for everything, man. I don't know why. I just try to be their friend. You know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know, man. Once they start laughing, though, I start making people laugh. And Yeah. They start being my friend. They start coming over to my house, asking to come out.
That was cool. That was mine.
So I just always just was like, hey.
Mine was the other way, which is like, let's be his friend because I'm pretty. And he just dropped my man with five sentences.
Like
he
Biggie.
Know he could get my ass. but that's what it was.
Yeah,
but then people figure out like, oh, that's the funny guy. But remember what I said earlier, like you had to pick. You want to be funny, cute, or smart.
And I wish that could be remedy for a lot of that bullying that the kids affect now.
That's what they don't tell you.
It's killing them.
Here's what they don't tell you. You can only be two out of three.
Name.
Funny, cute, or smart. Now, this is high school rules.
Mm-hmm.
So check this out. You funny and smart, your ass ain't cute.
Yes.
If you cute and funny, your ass ain't smart.
Can't be both.
You only can pick. It's a triangle, baby. You can only be two out of three. Cute, right. Funny, and smart.
Mm-hmm.
If you are cute and smart, your ass ain't funny.
Mm-hmm.
It's the triangle, baby.
That's right.
Did that happen to you?
Yeah, funny and not smart.
Yeah.
Smart but not smart enough.
You mind if I use your pen?
Mm-hmm.
I just draw it as a diagram.
Mm-hmm.
We draw the triangle. You got funny at the top.
Uh-huh.
You got smart on the side.
Mm-hmm.
And you got cute. What they don't tell you in high school, you can only pick two out of three. One mm-hmm. of them going to get left off.
Yeah.
So since I didn't have a fucking prayer of being cute,
yeah.
I just picked funny and smart.
Oh, I never looked. It was only these two for me.
Yeah. I had to come to Jesus meeting early.
Yeah,
hey, motherfucker, you better be funny or something, dog. You better cure cancer or have an HBO special because that cute shit ain't working out for you. You can do all the R&B poses you want, motherfucker, but that's not going to happen. We don't have a way back machine, motherfucker.
Yeah, all you got to do is work, though. That's it, man. Make the money and make you cute then. That's all you got
to
do.
Yeah, really not. I mean, like, don't get it twisted.
What?
A G will lessen the response you was going to get. But at the end of the day, you still ask you, motherfucker. You do something wrong. You
want
the
truth?
You
have to do that. You go have. All you got to do is put the lotion on.
Yeah, yeah.
Get a haircut.
All right.
Fresh.
You've met my wife before we came in here. That's my barometer.
God bless you.
She's my barometer.
Uh-huh.
Like, do something wrong to any black woman. You're going to find out about yourself real quick. You and your fill in the blank. Or the quickest thing, like, you and your cheap ass. Or you and your shitty blah, blah, blah. Whatever you are, whatever your worst attributes, they're opening with that.
Right.
Like, oh, you think you so smart, you and your dumb ass, you didn't even know, blah, blah, blah. Whatever that is. Yeah, that's how I just figured out. Tough. Oh, I'm like,
tough.
I'm a nickel steak, baby. I'm like one of them Greek town steaks. I'm tough, man. I'm a doorstop.
That's good.
But that's what it is. And, like, we talked about your toughness. Like, we talking about me, but I want to shift it back. You were the gas guy. We'll shift it back to you.
I'm right here.
Like, that toughness, like, we talked about the past, we talked about currently, but future.
Mm-hmm.
Like, obviously, you killing it. I've seen you do some stuff around the way.
Mm-hmm.
But now, is there a future aspect, or is it just, like, keep grinding? Or is it a little bit of both?
Well, I've just been taking it because I got rebirthed, bro,
mm-hmm.
from the internet. You know, I say I was doing that when they had VHS tapes,
yeah.
You know what I mean? So that was a long time ago. So I just be working around the club locally. But since the computer, man, I've been taking off.
Literally and figuratively.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen you doing some shows
I look at my inbox and somebody say, hey, come out. I'd be like, cool.
All right, what was the – I got to ask this because usually when you get that second win, you get a chance to right some of those wrongs, if that makes sense. Like, remember how you said, now that what I know now, I can now take it in there. What was the holy shit, they want me that you found in your inbox? If you don't want to say it, obviously, you know, be discreet if you got to be. Get nobody in trouble.
everybody I treat the same. You know what I mean? If it's a birthday party or it's a movie guy or something like
there
that.
There has to be one that was like, what the really?
No, not yet.
Where my shoes? Where are my shoes?
The biggest one was the Comic View. That was the biggest one. So
really?
Yeah, if you say like, but everybody else has pretty much been.
You know when you get that call and you freak out, where my keys at? You better text me. Just text me on the plane.
So yeah,
this is it.
It'd be awesome, man.
Like,
I hope it's somebody awesome.
Yeah, you do some stuff like Kevin
open
Hart.
Somebody 100. Yeah.
You want me open for K Hart? Me.
Right.
Oh, okay. All right. Word. I could be there. Shills. Where are my shills? But that's how it's supposed to be, man. Like, when I look at a cat like you, you have a great mental attitude. A cat who just
thanks, bro.
Who is always grinding. Like, even when you don't have to, you still are, because I like it, but I do know the struggle of not being able to shut that shit off.
Right.
Because there are some times you probably, and I'm talking about me, if you can identify, cool, but where you have that moment of, like, where you have to have that conversation in your brain, like, oh my God, I should be enjoying this, whatever the this is, but your head is somewhere else. Because you still got that work mentality going. You have that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I bought the chain.
Yeah.
I bought the chain. This,
really?
That's my, hey, you all right. You doing okay.
Enjoy the moment, motherfucker.
Yeah, look, and I look down.
I don't.
Said, I'm all right.
I don't have a talus. I don't, God, what is it called? Talum?
That's my thing.
Talus. Shit, I saw Inception. God, what the fuck did they call that? You need a, yeah, talus.
Yeah.
All right, you saw Inception, right? I'm not crazy. Like, remember at the end when he spent it, and we don't know if it was just, everybody had an object that they couldn't talk about or whatever to know that you're in the real world.
Right.
I don't have one, a physical one, like how you say with the chain.
Yeah.
Mine is always Monday.
Monday?
Monday.
Really?
It's the day of Monday, because it's like, and my wife, I've said it to her a few times, but even she get lost in the sauce sometimes. Where it was just like, oh, great, you got this person on the podcast, and these people are listening, and X amount of downloads, and it's all great.
Right.
She's still going to tell me to take out the trash.
That's what's up, bro.
So it's like, I can feel, I'm the guy on iTunes.
Yeah.
And then it's just like, hey, super famous guy, we need that garbage.
Yeah,
we need you to take
I'm
out the garbage.
I'm the man.
Yeah. But it brings you down.
Of course.
And my thing is always Mondays. Because Mondays is always like, oh, it's Monday. And you look around and you see, like, people are going to work. People are going to school. No one gives a goddamn about you. You see people, like, going on with their day.
Huh?
You see the world moving. And then, you know, you still got to take out the trash.
Right. That's what's up. That's good to have family around you, because they're going to always remind you, you family. Like,
yeah.
I'm outside of my family, I'm a super nigga.
I would say super.
And sad when I come back.
I'm all right. I got a good hour in me. Like, I'm not super.
Right. Yeah.
Like, super I'm at the point man. Where I'm that guy who does that thing.
Yeah.
So I'm not super yet.
Oh, super.
You get what? Yeah, super. I'm not
Richard
there.
Pryor, it's a Richard Pryor. It's
yeah.
A Richard Pryor.
Yes, I am nowhere near that.
People call for you for help?
I get that. I get the call
you
for help.
You provide?
Loosely, yes. Yes,
you
I do.
A super nigga.
All right. I barely made the cut.
You
but,
barely
like,
made like, that's all the same. Yeah.
Like, I'm super, but that shit is on probation. It could go man, away at any time.
Bro, that's big. That's big us, man. Taking care of your family.
Yeah.
About it from, that's big, man.
But I understand the struggle. That's where I never put myself like. I do have a moment. I do get that. I do. Because it's healthy enough where you gotta Kanye out. Just a little bit. Not a whole lot. You gotta get that little inner Kanye in you out.
Yeah.
Just so you know, you don't want to be the sad motherfucker at the party.
Right.
So every so often, you're like, I'm the greatest motherfucker to ever live. Yeah. Go take out the trash. Okay.
Yeah, that's what's up, bro.
But
You're the man, though.
We getting towards the end. I love asking this question.
Okay.
How do you feel?
I feel awesome, man. It was great. I really sitting back saying, this is really Talking with Sam.
This all it is.
I looked at my paper. I done put my notes away.
Yes! It's just a conversation.
Yeah, it was great.
That's why
I can't wait to come back. That was so much fun.
You are so welcome back.
Yeah, that was awesome.
I know,
man.
Like, we sit down and...
Yeah, it was fun.
Some shows we get topical and we talk about what's going on in the world, but it's...
I didn't even mind talking about myself.
A lot of this, a lot of it is just a one-on-one type thing.
Yeah, it was good.
It was good.
You the man.
And I want people to hear this. This is a little thing I found out a long time ago. Like, people dig what you do. We've seen them. I've been to one of your shows.
Yeah, that's cool, man.
But there are people.
Respected love for this. I can't believe people still messing with me.
But there are people who don't.
Yeah.
Not for no reason. But when they hear the behind the curtain.
Yeah.
They see the story, or they get a little piece of, like, oh, this went into this person. The people who wasn't fucking with you, you get a second chance.
Yeah.
Just because, like, I may not like his comedy at first,
mm-hmm.
but I know his story.
Right,
so I get a chance to sit back and look at that again.
Yeah.
I'm victim to it. I have seen some stuff. Like, I did not give a flying fuck about Florence and the Machine. Say that five times fast. There's a lot of F's in that sentence. But I didn't give a goddamn about her.
Right.
Then I sat back and I listened to Florence Welch and I watched a little documentary they had on her. And I got dragged to a concert. I ended up seeing her live. And I'm like, oh, well, sure. Everything. I just thought she was the lady who did the tampon commercials and the Clorox commercials, which are her songs. Yes, she does do. Those are her songs. They used it. But the way it was given to me, I'm like, hey, man, I have no use for a tampon, so I don't really know. It's a cool song, I guess, but I ain't fucking with it. But after going through that and went back and listened to it, I'm like, this motherfucker playing a harp. She is the shit.
Right.
And then now I go on iTunes and just download everything she's ever done.
Right.
So that's why I love giving people that I care about or people I like, let alone, like, the double F rule. Like, I'm hitting you with so much stuff that, like, I'm boring the fuck out of the listeners, but you get a chance to know, so they know.
No,
we got the double
F
rule. You either friends or fans. That's who get a mic over here.
Right.
People we dig. If I don't...
That's what's up.
If I didn't dig your work, where the fuck you'd be sitting here?
It's awesome, man.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it. You are welcome back anytime. You can come over here when we're talking about topical. I saw your eyes light up when we were talking about hoop, that hoop game.
Oh, man, I was pretty good. I used to be pretty good.
I was not. I take that back. I was decent. At the top of the key, I couldn't be fucked with. I didn't want to go in the paint for nothing.
But you know, just say this, though.
Mm-hmm.
I feel you, though, bro. You weren't born. I wasn't bored.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, I'm like this. I'm Aquarius, man. I give you the shirt off my back, but I talk a lot of shit while I'm taking my shirt off.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So
you're talking to a legendary shit talker right
here.
Yeah,
so I can understand people don't dig me, and you know, sometimes I rub off. So when they find people that kick it with me like you're doing, I really respect that. So thank you, bro.
Okay. One more time for the cheap seats. Yeah. Let them know where they can find you, my man.
You know what? Just come to the 313 Live Show podcast. I got a show March 16th at Russell Bazaar. Come and check me out right there. But listen to the podcast. Check out my social media because, like I said, I check my inbox lately and I'm somewhere everywhere.
Okay. So. Now, I make sure we get this out there for your show on Russell Bazaar. Obviously, I want my fans to be there, represent the yellow and or black shirts, whatever they got.
Yeah.
And as always, you can check out the podcast here. Everything you need for the podcast can be found at samshownation.com, Facebook, and Instagram. Just Talk with Sam. No G in talking. No talk. Just Talk with Sam at Facebook and Instagram. Twitter, you can talk to me personally, SamShow11. And until then, we'll see you guys next week. Peace out, man.